Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石 Chapter 105, translated by myself, and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Bess. 段文阳 fought with a whip, but his 师父葫芦姑 did not. More than 20 years ago, when 葫芦姑 had fought against 齐凤哥, both of them had used swords. Today,Perhaps his martial arts had already blazed a new path, or perhaps he just didn't like to use swords anymore. This time, his fight was with Shen Qiao. Shen Qiao raised his sword against the wind, his robes fluttering and his 劲气 resembling a rainbow piercing through the clouds. Like a crane soaring into the vast skies, he moved directly towards Hu Lu Gu. The crowd felt a great rumbling by their ears.The sound was akin to the thundering noise brought forth by 10,000 horses galloping onwards. Yet it was also like the jade-colored waves surging over the boundless expanse of the sea. They couldn't help but pale in fear as they looked at one another. Those who possessed a lower level of skill in martial arts felt pain in their ears. Finding the pain unbearable, they hastily mobilized their 内力 to resist its effects. During the 世间大会,Shen Qiao had only watched from the sidelines, uninvolved and unmoved. The crowd may have been aware that he possessed extraordinary skills in martial arts, but to them, a beautiful, good-looking Taoist like him, who was both cultured and elegant, didn't seem to stand out as anyone particularly powerful or imposing. It was only when he exchanged blows with Yun Xiuxiu that everyone then truly understood what it meant to not judge a person by their appearance.If one was to speak of being deeply shocked, there was no other moment that captured it better than what was transpiring at this time. Shen Qiao's sword techniques were overbearing and fiercely aggressive, immediately seizing the opportunity to overwhelm the opponent with a vigorous and forceful momentum. The Shan He Tong Bei Jian was true to its name, the very image of the grieving mountains and rivers.The onlookers felt astonished and frightened as they watched in pure awe. But Shen Qiao knew all too well that he had used 90% of his full strength in this one move. Even if he had a chance against Yi Bi Chen, it was still far from being a match for Hu Lu Gu. Although the audience may not be able to discern it, when skilled experts fight, the first exchange of blows will already allow both parties to fully comprehend the disparity in their respective strengths.When it comes to assessing a person by his level of qi, how deep and profound one's 内力 is can be gauged from the atmosphere around them. Shen Qiao had practiced the 朱阳策's 真气 and had already reshaped the innate qualities of his body and bones. Although his passage into the Dao did not progress as swiftly as traversing thousands of li in a single day, in contrast to before, it could still be said to have entered an entirely new realm.If given enough time to develop further, he may yet be able to become evenly matched with Hu Lu Gu in terms of strength. Hu Lu Gu has scores of years of accumulated internal strength over him. In the past, he was a figure who could compete with Qi Feng Ge. One can only wonder what sort of faded opportunities he had experienced in the last 20 years and what sort of realms he had been able to reach and break through. Now,He has exited seclusion to re-emerge in the Jianghu, and the position of the number one expert in the world is inescapably within his grasp. As he sets his sights upon the Jianghu of the Central Plains, it seemed that there were truly no worthy rivals. Even Yi Bichen had fallen defeated at his hands. If Shen Xiao wanted to win, the chances of him achieving victory were low. But just because the chances were low,It did not mean that he would just surrender and submit himself for capture. On the battlefield, the circumstances can change 10,000 times in a single breath. If one can grasp firmly at even the smallest chance to live, they may yet still be able to survive even the most desperate of situations. Shen Qiao recognized the great disparity in strength between him and Hu Lu Gu, but the gap was not enough to make him sit passively and resign himself to death.His 剑气 was vast and majestic, boundless and endless in its permutations. Like the tempest beating against the shore, it surged towards Hu Lu Gu, reaching him in an instant. Duan Wenyang could not withstand its force and had to retreat by several steps. On the other hand, Hu Lu Gu remained as steady and motionless as a rock. However, the look in his eyes, which had originally been composed and insouciant, was gradually dyed over with a layer of solemn dignity. Hu Lu Gu suddenly raised both his sleeves and then brought them down with a powerful force, directly suppressing the surging and overbearing Jian Qi. He then effortlessly rose from the ground and flew towards Shen Qiao, striking outwards with his right palm. This palm technique was common and appeared unexceptional, devoid of any embellishments or intentions to show off. Shen Qiao felt as if the Jian Qi emitted from his arm had suddenly smashed against an indestructible stone wall and bounced back off, resulting in a backlash that was several times more powerful than the original magnitude of his own Jian Qi. Shen Qiao had anticipated this, thus his face did not reveal any measure of surprise. He did not face this attack head-on, and instead avoided its sharp edges. He even relied on the other party's Zhen Qi to soar upwards by several chi. He and his sword merged as one before flashing down towards Hu Lu Gu. In the eyes of the onlookers, it was already impossible to distinguish the person from the sword. The swiftness of Shen Qiao's form cannot even be likened to the speed of an arrow's flight. It can only be compared to the forces of wind and thunder. However, his figure is light and agile, its strength and momentum unlike that of either wind or thunder. Rather, it was more like a wisp of faintly rising smoke or a puff of white mist. It was facile and effortless. The greatest and most beautiful sound is silence. The greatest sights are intangible and lacking a form. Duan Wenyang, who was watching from the sidelines, could see everything clearly. Deep down, he couldn't help but feel shocked. He could not say that Shen Qiao's martial arts were making slow progress, nor could he say that this knowledge did not inspire any fear. Even the single move alone was far superior than to that of his own at full strength. The truth, however, was that Shen Qiao's current level of martial arts was still slightly inferior to how it was before he was poisoned. It was only because he had been cultivating the Zhen Qi of the Zhu Yang Ce that he seemed to be making remarkable progress. If Duan Wenyang had seen Shen Qiao's former level of martial arts, he would definitely not be as surprised as he was at this moment. Hu Lu Gu was truly worthy of his name. Even with this move, Shen Qiao was still unable to restrain him. Hu Lu Gu lightly stepped on the ground, and the blue clay bricks beneath his feet immediately shattered outwards in all directions, with the broken fragments being drawn upwards by his Zhen Qi. All of the shards transformed into sharp blades before shooting directly towards Shen Qiao. The brick shards and the Jian Qi collided with one another, with every single piece breaking into finer debris flying in all directions. The two streams of Zhen Qi combined and burst forth as an even more powerful force. Many were unable to dodge it nor hide from it. They didn't have enough time to transmit their qi to help them resist it. Or perhaps their martial arts levels were so low that they were simply unable to withstand it. Their faces paled as they tried to hide away from the fragments. Some even screamed in shock or let out blood-curdling shrieks. If one were to look at the bystanders, there were some whose faces and necks had been scratched by the shards of debris, with blood flowing freely from the wounds. All in all, it was a situation of extreme misery and distress. Those, like Duan Wenyang and Yi Bichen, were not injured in the slightest. The debris had fallen to the ground about half a chi away from them. Yet they couldn't help but frown together at this sight. Duan Wenyang's frown was because he originally expected that his shifu would easily take care of Shen Qiao. Even if it wasn't so effortless that he could just stretch his hand and immediately have the enemy in his grasp, at least it would still be quickly resolved with minimal effort. Since Yun Ziqiao had ranked Shen Qiao lower than Yi Bichen, he had not expected that his shifu would actually get serious and go all out in this fight. Yi Bichen had also understood this, as he frowned deeply. Drawing from his experience in his fight against Hu Lu Gu earlier, he knew that Shen Qiao would experience plenty of suffering. More importantly, he knew that the other's chances of victory were dreadfully low. Shen Qiao, who was in the middle of the circle of battle, truly felt like the entirety of Taishan was pressing down on his head, with its tremendous and oppressive force weighing him down. He had already reached the realm of Jianxin in the Tao of the Sword. This alone would allow him to disdainfully look askance at everyone in this world. Unfortunately, his Nei Li was still his fatal flaw, as it was particularly lacking when pitted against that of a Lao Yao Guai, like Hu Lu Gu. The disparity in their strength made it even more impossible for them to be mentioned in the same breath. His sword edge was swift as lightning as it swept downwards towards Hu Lu Gu with an overwhelming force. However, in the face of a powerful Zhen Qi that could topple the mountains and overturn the seas, it felt like he was trying to sail against the currents. Shen Qiao was in the midst of the vortex, finding it increasingly taxing and arduous to advance further. At the same time, Hu Lu Gu's entire body radiated boundless vitality and arrogance. His robes billowed upwards and his Zhen Qi was like a surging maelstrom, spiraling inwards and forming multiple layers. He leapt upwards and struck his hand down at Shen Qiao as the wind formed from his palm fanned outwards. Like a fierce beast that devoured everything in its path, the wind completely engulfed Shen Xiao's sword energy and sword glare. The heavens and the stars, the constant tossing and turning of the clouds and rain, all of it was happening in the here and now. Shen Xiao closed his eyes and circulated his Nei Li to its peak limit. He rid his heart of all distractions, save for the desire to defeat Hu Lu Gu. This battle was not only for his sake, but also for his Shizun's. He could not let people say that Xi Feng Ge had a poor eye in choosing his disciples, that his disciples were unable to inherit his ambition and determination and were instead defeated by his former opponent. Shen Qiao might be able to ignore ephemeral things like fame, but he cannot disregard Xi Feng Ge's posthumous reputation and legacy. The Jianxin is about clear understanding. The essence to achieving comprehension is that one cannot be too anxious to strive for victory. However, since the fight had already begun, it was inevitable that one would win and the other would lose. No one in this world would choose defeat over victory. Even if someone were to name himself Qiu Bai, it didn't mean that he was truly seeking to be defeated. Rather, it represented the man's conceit and arrogance, his confidence in being vastly superior to ordinary people, and his belief that only a few would be able to rival his strength. Shen Qiao swiftly opened his eyes. The motion of his sword was so fast, it seemed to have been transformed into an illusionary apparition. His gaze did not fall upon his sword. Instead, he focused on the person in front of him. Hu Lu Gu. Likewise, the other man lifted his palms to meet his attack. The Zhen Qi around them was washed away like violent winds and heavy rains hitting the surface of the vast sea. Akin to the fury of the heavens and the earth-stirring swells and rolling waves, it was as if it wanted to submerge and destroy all things into the dark depths of the sea. In an encounter with an enemy on a narrow road where there's no room for escape, the winner is king. Shen Qiao felt an immense onrushing energy that almost completely consumed him. His blood and his qi rushed and surged turbulently within his heart, desperately trying to find a way to escape through his body and limbs. The intersection of both kinds of Nei Li made his body feel as if it was being compressed into a thin piece of paper, causing him great pain in his meridians and bones. He is an extremely forbearing person. The degree of pain from the severe injuries he sustained after falling down the cliff, the reformation of his meridians, Shen Qiao had endured them all. Right now, although Hu Lu Gu's palm strike caused him intense agony, he continued to endure it in silence. It was only after he unleashed an attack with his Jian Qi that he retreated and fell back onto the ground. He endured as much as he was able to, but in the end, he could no longer suppress it and spat out an entire mouthful of blood, which spattered onto his clothes and onto the ground. Hulugu's expression remained unchanged. He retreated a few steps, but did not vomit any blood. Xin Qiao had used all of his strength with his sword technique. In the end, he had managed to injure Hulugu. Although his opponent's wounds were not as severe as his, he had been wounded nonetheless. Zhao Chiying, Gu Hengbo, and the others waited until the two people had ceased fighting for the time being before hurriedly rushing forward to support Xin Qiao. Yu Shengyan had intended to carry out his Shifu's instructions at first. However, given his current level of martial arts, he was definitely no match for Hulugu. To rush in heedlessly would indicate a death wish. As he watched the two of them fight, his heart couldn't help but burn with the anxiety. It was only now that he saw an opportunity to interject. I have long heard of Hulugu of the Tujue. To be able to fight against two great masters, one after the other, your reputation is truly well-deserved. Hulugu had never properly looked at him. Only now did he give the other man a passing glance. His ever-filial disciple, Duan Wenyang, stepped forward to tell him the other person's identity. Upon hearing this information, Hulugu said, Rumors have it that Yan Wushi is considered an expert of the Central Plains, and that even back then, his martial arts skills were not far off from Qi Feng Ge's. Not only not far from, Sang Jingxing grinned, adding more fuel to the fire to make it burn hotter. I heard that the Liu Li Gong had Yan Wushi ranked in second place. Hulugu paused for a moment. Who is ranked first? Sang Jingxing smiled and looked at Yun Zixiao. For that, you'll have to ask Liu Li Gong's Shao Gongzhu. Yun Zixiao was the focus of the audience's attention once again, but her expression remained unperturbed. No one could detect any traces of confusion or panic on her face. She replied to Hulugu, The person ranked first was originally not you, Hulugu said. Originally? Yun Zixiao replied, It seems that even now, you are still one level below Qi Feng Ge. Hulugu's eyes narrowed. More than 20 years had gone by, yet Qi Feng Ge's had never faded from his heart. Instead, it had formed a knot that he would never be able to unravel. It's just unfortunate that the person already passed away. Even if Hulugu wanted to fight the other man once more, that person could no longer be found. Duan Wenyang sneered at this. Qi Feng Ge is already dead. Can a dead person still qualify as the number one expert? By this logic, shouldn't the likes of Tao Hongjing and Cui Yuanwang be also included in the rankings? Yun Zixiao nodded her head and said in a flat tone, That's why I said it was originally not you. Since Qi Feng Ge has already died, it's you then. She still felt the need to add the word then at the end. While her words were completely calm with no variation in tone, it also demonstrated her ability to anger someone else to death without risking her life in the process, since the other person couldn't refute what she had said. Hulugu hadn't fallen so low that he would disregard his status and fuss over trivial matters with a young girl. Duan Wenyang's expression paled and appeared as if he wanted to speak up. Hulugu only swept his gaze over Yun Zixiao once, before his eyes turned back to Xin Qiao. You're really quite good, he said. Xin Qiao replied, I am indebted for your praise, but it was only a stroke of luck. Ge Xia had already fought with Yi Guanzhu earlier. Truth be told, Pin Dao had an advantage. Hulugu's face revealed a faint smile. He possessed a pair of eyebrows that were straight like a blade's edge, which made him look extremely cold and aloof when he didn't smile. This smile, however, had a vague sense of gentleness. In contrast, the words he spoke next gradually turned as cold as ice. I generally refrain from pursuing and fiercely attacking an already defeated person, and hence would usually stop here today. But you killed Kun Ye. If I do not kill you now, my disciple might be lonely in the underworld. You'd better go down there to accompany him.
As he spoke, he
He slowly moved towards Shen Qiao, step by step. His pace was even slower than that of a leisurely stroll on a normal day. But there was an intangible chill leaking from him that made one shiver. Although Zhao Chiying and Gu Hengbo were no match for Hu Lugu, it would not be too difficult for them to use their bodies to stall for a time and give Shen Qiao a chance to escape. While drawing their swords, they turned to Shen Qiao and said in a quiet voice, "Leave quickly." As someone of the demonic sects, Yu Shengyan had never been a selfless hero who would sacrifice himself for others. But Yan Wuxi's words still lingered in his ears. Gritting his teeth, he also stood in front of Shen Qiao to shield him. Li Qingyu, Su Qiao, Fan Yuanbai, and Zhou Yexue all came over and stood in front of Shen Qiao. At this very moment, one could see the results of the good karma that Shen Qiao had accumulated over time. Yi Bichen's injuries were rather serious, but at this time he couldn't continue to stand idly and watch indifferently like a bystander. If he let the other person kill Shen Qiao here in his territory, Chun Yangguan would never be able to mingle in the Jianghu ever again. He immediately raised his sword and rushed over, speaking in a stern voice, "Stop fighting! Shi Jian Da Hui is only for sparring, not for fighting or seeking revenge." Why would Hu Lugu heed him? In fact, he didn't even need to do anything. Duan Wenyang and Sang Jingxing had already moved forward to stop Yi Bichen. Chun Yangguan's disciples also stepped forward to lend their assistance. Since the He Huanzong was naturally unwilling to fall behind, the situation quickly degenerated into pure chaos. As for the members of the other sects, some couldn't resist stepping in to provide assistance, while the rest just looked at one another, feeling flustered and at a loss on what they should do. Due to Wang Sanlang's admiration and affection for Gu Hengbo, in conjunction with her taking the initiative to help him moments earlier, he also rolled up his sleeves at this time and ran over to help. His brother stomped on the ground in consternation, but in the end had no choice but to follow along from behind. Hu Lugu's footsteps did not pause at all as he continued to walk towards Shen Qiao, one step at a time. His expression was indifferent and unperturbed, like calm waves in the face of turbulence. In his eyes, all these people were merely withered and dead things, unworthy of mention. Shen Qiao said in a soft voice, "Many thanks for everyone's full support and protection, but this matter is between him and me. All of you need not intervene." After saying these words, he gently pushed the crowd to the side with the wind brought forth by his palm strike. Gu Hengbo anxiously called out, "Shi Xiong!" Hu Lugu had already slowly raised his hand. Shen Qiao gripped the hilt of his sword tightly. It was exactly at this moment when contemptuous laughter rang out through the halls, resounding in the crowd's ears with an explosive and thunderous force. "Did you think you would be allowed to kill this venerable one's person whenever you please?" Yu Shengyan exclaimed in surprise, "Shizun!" With these words, there were none who didn't realize the newcomer's identity. They saw a phantom emerge out of thin air, akin to a celestial being descending from the heavens, untethered and unexpected, floating freely and elegantly. However, contrary to the crowd's expectations, he did not engage Hu Lugu. Instead, he encircled his arm around Shen Xiao's waist and took him away, disappearing in a flash. He was so swift that even Hu Lugu was unable to stop him. Everyone was left dumbfounded. They could only stare blankly with their mouths hanging open. The author has something to say. What happened to the promised battle on the mountain peak? Everyone was extremely shocked, eyes staring blankly and mouth agape. It was obvious that they weren't expecting Lao Yan to be unburdened by the expectations of an idol bearing the title of the world's number 2 expert, running off however and whenever he pleased.